A federal judge has temporarily stopped a popular ballot initiative from becoming law in Oklahoma. The initiative, which was approved by 70% of Oklahoma voters last week, would bar courts from considering international or Muslim law when deciding cases. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Munir Awad was not surprised that Oklahomans passed the amendment to their constitution, which would prohibit courts from recognizing Sharia law, a set of religious practices and guidelines. But he was sad and worried.
You have a state-endorsed amendment in our constitution that isolates, targets, and marginalizes Muslims as a threat to the American way of life.
Awad, who heads the Oklahoma chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, immediately challenged the new amendment in federal court, telling Judge Vicki Miles LaGrange that it curtails his religious freedom. Today, the judge granted a temporary restraining order, meaning that the law can't be certified until all the constitutional arguments are heard. In the courtroom were the sponsors of the amendment, State Representative Rex Duncan and Senator Anthony Sykes. Neither returned repeated calls from NPR, but in another interview, Sykes justified the Sharia amendment this way.
They certainly don't respect equal treatment regardless of gender in Sharia law, and are very abusive and very just downright ill-treat women as unequal citizens in Sharia law, and we certainly don't want that here in America.
It's just ridiculous.
Munir Awad.
Just a ridiculous and offensive stereotype. We already have laws that prevent violence towards women. You can't engage in a crime and consider it somehow related to your faith.
Constitutional scholars agree. They say that if a religious practice conflicts with American law, a judge will strike it down. Mark Stern, a First Amendment lawyer at the American Jewish Committee, says there's no way that fundamentalist Islamic law will be imported here.
Stonings and cutting off of hands and people being forced to wear veils and the like are simply not going to happen with the assistance of the courts.
So, what would the law do? Well, it would favor other religious practices over Islamic ones. For example, Stern says it's common for a court to accept a will or a prenuptial agreement or a contract based on, say, Jewish law.
This amendment seems to say the courts can take no notice of Sharia law. It doesn't say you can't take notice of canon law or Jewish law halacha or any other form of religious law that imposes requirements on its believers. That alone would seem to be grounds for throwing this out.
And there's another huge problem with the new amendment, says Joseph Tai, a law professor at the University of Oklahoma's College of Law. It would bar courts in the state from recognizing all international law, treaties, for example, and international business contracts that are often based on foreign law.
I think this hurts Oklahoma's economy because it chills international investment to the extent that international investors rely on international law to protect their contract rights. I think it also hurts Oklahoma more broadly because it makes Oklahoma seem a less welcoming place for outsiders.
It was hard to find anyone who believes Oklahoma's new amendment will survive, but that will be determined later. The next hearing, when the state government defends the measure, is scheduled for November 22nd. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.